Does this mean they were using Oswald in their own secret plot to kill the president? Or is it simply that they were trying to hide evidence of their own failure to prevent the murder of JFK? Either way, there's a cover-up. But there's a huge difference between a conspiracy to murder the president and a few intelligence officers suppressing evidence that they dropped the ball. If the former is true, it's a secret coup d'etat, a bid to replace one leader with another. If you buy this theory, then their plot succeeded perfectly. But if the cover-up is simply to deflect blame for intelligence failures, why does Howard Hunt write the letters LBJ at the head of his list of conspirators? In 2003, Hunt believes he is dying. He has nothing to lose in pointing the finger at Johnson, who is long dead. He can even afford to implicate himself a little in the plot.